Chapter 16, After the Closing. After the closing is when you will start servicing the loan, managing draws and inspections, and other administrative tasks like payoffs, insurance renewals, and collections. In this section, we will go through all of these and more one by one to give you a good handle on everything you need to manage your loan portfolio. Borrower letter after closing document. The first thing we do is send a letter thanking them for their business with all of our documents that they signed and a reminder of when their first payment is due. It is on the forms disk and I have included it below as well. Handling draws and inspections. Different lenders treat the rehab money differently. Some lenders will allow the money to go straight to the borrower. This is like giving your debit card to your 10-year-old at the county fair. Most experienced hard money lenders will require they hold on to the rehab money in their own account or for those who are loaning their retirement money through their self-directed custodian. It must be kept in a third-party account. If you release the money to the borrower at the closing, the lender will be in the deal deeper than the LTV intended. A good example of the danger is if the lender had to take the house back and the borrower was given the money to rehab and the contractor was not paid or the work was not completed, then the lender would have to put out more money to finish the job, therefore depleting their equity position on the loan. In our office, we always keep the money in an escrow account specifically for the rehab money only. Depending on the state in which the house is located, the account may be an interest-bearing escrow account, but make sure it is an insurable bank. The loan should be structured with the money to be released to the borrower or contractor only after the work is inspected. Improper allocation of the rehab money can ruin the lender and the borrower. You must also be very thorough on your inspections when releasing any rehab money to make sure you are maintaining your anticipated loan-to-value position. Quality of the workmanship is another important factor for both the lender and borrower, as quality highly affects the sellability of the property, which again goes right to the profit bottom line. Inspecting the work to make sure it is done in a quality workmanship manner is beyond necessary. When we release money, we first require the contractor sign a lien waiver. We take the form and fill it out with our free Adobe software, upload it to our free DocuSign account, and email it to the borrower and/or contractor in advance of the release. The greatest mistakes borrowers can make when rehabbing a house to fix and flip are cutting corners, allowing below average quality work, and dismissing recommendations from their realtor that will help the property sell faster. Things like covering up rather than repairing items correctly, not replacing the little things like switch plates, lights, heat register covers, cabinet door pulls, etc., and not staying on top of the work schedule in general will come back to haunt you and the borrower when it comes time for a final inspection and draw. Some of the big mistakes a lender can make are not inspecting the property and allowing the borrower to provide pictures for release of funds and not staying on top of the release timeline with the borrower. We set a calendar on each loan so we are automatically reminded to check the status on the rehab every 10 days. I would suggest you do the same if you have multiple loans out at the same time. Lender inspections will ensure that everyone is doing what they say they will do and doing it how it should be done. It keeps everyone accountable, especially if the borrower and/or lender do not live in the same state of the subject property. In our office, we have a dedicated certified home inspector who is also a licensed contractor to do our inspections. He sees the house prior to the rehab and then again each time they request a draw. To release money, our inspector has the repair list in hand and the draw request so he can compare what they are claiming is complete with what it really is complete. He also lets us know the quality of the work or lack thereof and is comfortable talking directly to the contractor about what is being done and how. Of course, he also knows exactly what to look for and will notice items that should be on the repair list but are not, or new issues that may have come unearthed once cabinets are down or walls are moved, etc. When we release money, it is based not only on what is completed, but also on what is left to be completed. Additional issues and unknowns discovered during rehab must be completed and paid for out of the borrower's pocket prior to funding draws, or there should be adequate money in the rehab account to cover the unexpected issues, along with the current and future money to be released. Making sure necessary permits have been pulled and that their monthly payment has cleared are things that we check prior to a release. Draw schedule and request. The lender should require the borrower to pay the contractor their first deposit or draw to commence work out of their own pocket, so the rehab funds are always paid out in arrears to the borrower. This ensures that there will always be money left to pay for the rehab if the work is done before the release of any money. This also will make the borrower stay more on top of the construction of the project if it is their money that has been given to the contractor to start the project. Draw schedule document. You should look at the list of repairs and set up a simple draw schedule for each hard money rehab loan. You will break down each item or group of items and have a draw for each one, then have a final draw upon completion. For example, a draw schedule for a $10,000 rehab may look like this. Kitchen completed, $4,000. Bath completed, $2,000. Paint and carpet, $2,500. Completion of landscape and cleanup, $1,500. Below is a copy of our draw schedule. Draw request. Once the work listed on the draw schedule has been completed and the borrower needs to pay the contractor, then they will fill out a draw request and send to the lender. This will start the process of having the work inspected so that the draw may be released to the borrower to pay the contractor. Another way of handling the draw would be to either pay the contractor direct, if that has been worked out with the borrower and lender in advance, or you could also make out the draw check made co-payable to the borrower and the contractor. This way, neither one can cash the check without the other. This would be similar to the way an insurance company would pay a claim for repairs on a car or home. Draw request document. On the next page is a draw request that you can use. Completion certificate document. Once the project is completed, you will have the borrower and contractor, if any, sign the completion certificate stating that all work is completed in accordance with the rehab estimates given to you as the lender. This is signed prior to the final draw disbursed to the borrower. Inspection fee. You should include an inspection fee that is to be paid by the borrower for performing each inspection on the property for a draw of rehab funds. This could typically be anywhere from $50 to $150 per inspection. This lets the borrower know that when they contact you for a draw inspection, that they will be paying that fee, so they better make sure the work that is supposed to be completed to this point is done and it is done well. Who can inspect the work? Now, as mentioned previously, you can have a licensed inspector perform the inspection for each draw. However, if you know about construction practices and have a good eye for it, then you could do the inspections yourself. You could also have a local contractor, not the one doing the work, perform an inspection for you. In addition to that, if you know a good realtor that knows about construction, you could have them perform the inspections for you as well. You can pay them the inspection fee or a portion of it to compensate them for the inspection. Re-inspections. Sometimes the borrower will contact you to do an inspection for a draw, and once the inspection is done, you find out that the work hasn't been completed. This could happen for any number of reasons. Maybe the contractor told the borrower that the work is complete when it really wasn't, because they thought it would be done by the time the inspection was done. Maybe the subcontractors told the contractor it was done for the same reason, and then they didn't finish the work for the contractor in time. Maybe the borrower just needed a draw and thought the inspector wouldn't see all the work, for the draw wasn't completed. Also, you will sometimes have a borrower request a draw, knowing that the work for the draw request isn't complete. However, there is other work that is done, so they think there is enough work complete to get a draw. Do not release any money for a draw that isn't complete as listed on the draw schedule. If you do, you are setting yourself up for failure with this borrower. If any of these things happen and the work isn't complete at the time of inspection, the borrower should be charged another inspection fee to re-inspect the work again for the draw. This will prevent your borrower and contractor from wasting your time trying to get money when they know the property is not ready. I would not give a partial release of funds until everything on the draw schedule is complete to your satisfaction, even if there is only a small amount left. If you do release the funds except for a small amount, you are telling the borrower that they can manipulate you and talk you into things that are against the terms of the agreement. You are setting yourself up for future disaster. Lien waivers. A lien waiver is a document that the contractor signs stating that they have been paid for the work up to a certain point. This prevents them from filing a lien on the property stating that they have not been paid. If they were to file a lien on the property, it would cloud the title and show up on any title search done in the normal course of selling a property to prevent the seller from closing until the cloud on the title had been resolved. Lien waiver document. Always make sure the contractor signs a lien waiver with each draw payment. Another good thing about getting lien waivers signed is in the event that you need to foreclose and finish the project, you have a list of everyone that has already worked on the project to call on to finish the work for you. I have included a copy of a lien waiver that we use. How to inspect a house. There are a lot of things to learn when inspecting a house to make sure the repairs are done correctly. And if you are not familiar or do not know much about construction, then here are some ideas to help you. 1. Make sure you have the original list of repairs along with the completed or to be inspected list of repairs when inspecting. 2. Always inspect in the daylight. 3. Take pictures of every room and include the floor, ceiling, walls, lights, windows, and closets of each room. 4. Save the date, each picture in groups of date of inspection and label rooms consistently throughout the rehab period. 5. Take pictures of exterior, all sides, roof, and all mechanicals, including drive, sidewalks, porches, and decks. 6. You should be able to gain entrance at any time. Require the borrower have a lockbox on the door. 7. Add the repaired items and compare them with the cost on the original list. 8. Make a cost list of what is left to do and what it will take to finish the project. Always make sure there's enough money in the account to complete those items. 9. Take the original total amount in the rehab budget and subtract what has already been paid out, then subtract what is left to do. The remainder should equal the requested amount. 10. From that amount, subtract the inspection fee. We charge $150. The amounts are never exact from what the borrower believes they should get, but never release more than requested. 11. Have the contractor sign the lien waiver via DocuSign prior to the release or have them meet you at the property and sign. 12. Make sure you have in writing from the borrower who is to receive the draw money. Sometimes it goes to different contractors and sometimes the borrower wants the money to distribute themselves. Either way, get a lien waiver.